One of the films that had the most powerful, not powerful, one of the most popular films that we've run was Harvey. And I wondered if you could... Which was terrific. I had never seen it. I was too young or something. Too young. But the audience just went crazy about it. I wonder if you could talk about that and the fact that you had gone on stage with it, I believe, before you did the film.
Yeah, well, that's Harvey's a great, great love of mine. As a matter of fact, I'm leaving the end of this month to start rehearsal. I'm going to do it in London for a run during the summer. It's a very, very special type thing. It has classic aspects to it, I think. I never realized it until about 3 or 4 years ago. I did it with Helen Hayes in New York. We did a revival of it. And we opened it in Ann Arbor, Michigan, at the Mendelsohn Theater in the University of Michigan. And it was, I had no idea how the play was going to be accepted. You know, it was 1970, and I think, and I was shaving one morning, I said, before it opened, I said, it suddenly looked at myself, and I said, what are you doing in the middle of a university, and you're going to do a play about a drunk whose best friend is a 6-foot white rabbit? What? But they loved it. They loved it, and the university, most of the audience were the university people. And it was a very gratifying thing, but the thing that amazed me about it was they loved it and liked it for different reasons than I'd ever heard. A lot of people say, well, of course, this will be fine. You know, that guy that likes to drink and has got a pal, a big white rabbit, it's an escape from reality. Everybody likes that nowadays. Sure, don't worry about it. You'd be a smash. And I never quite accepted that, but I never had any alternate idea about it. But I remember one time, one young fellow, university student, he sort of explained it to me. I don't know whether you remember the line, but one of the doctors talking to Elwood P. Dowd about that, and he says to Elwood, and he said, Mr. Dowd, we all have to face reality sooner or later. And Elwood says, Doctor, I've wrestled with reality for 40 years, and I'm happy to state that I finally won out over it. And I suddenly realized that what this young man was saying to me was that Elwood wasn't using the rabbit as an escape from reality. He was using the rabbit to help him confront reality. And it never had occurred to me. And that's what I mean about the play itself has really classic things about it. And I'll be very interested to know how it goes in London. It played there 25 years ago. One of the very famous London music hall comedian, Sid Fields, played it. And it was very, very successful at that time. But of course, 25 years, it's a long time. I don't know. I think it's, I actually think it's a property that adapts itself better to the stage than the movies. I felt that I was too young when I did the movie. I think that's just terrible to say. I don't know how anybody could be. Feel that he was too young, but I felt that I'm much more right for the part of Elwood now.